Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm Gabriela Alvarez of Organic Easy Meals. I'm scheduled to offer some samples of our new vegetable chips to your customers from 3 to 5 p.m.
Oh, yes. Hello, Ms. Alvarez. I'm Ryan Hughes, the manager. We have a table set up for you at the end of aisle 8. That's our snacks aisle.
Thanks. I'll start bringing in food and some equipment from my truck. But first, I'd like to take a look at the table I'll be using.
Sounds good. If you'd like any help bringing in your stuff, just let me know.
Number 32. What is the woman preparing to do? Number 33. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 34. What does the man offer to help with? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. I received a notice in the mail about a fee I need to pay because I returned some books late. My name is Ling Gao.
Yes. It says here in the system that you owe $10 for overdue materials. Would you like to pay that now?
Do you take credit cards?
We usually accept either cash or credit, but our card reader has been malfunctioning. Let me see if it's working again.
Number 35. Who most likely is the man? Number 36. What does the woman ask about? Number 37. What does the man say he will do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, everybody. Are we ready for the sales meeting this morning?
Yes. I've finished putting together my presentation.
The meeting's in the conference room, right?
No. There's been a last-minute change. The conference room is being used by the IT department all day to interview job candidates.
Oh, no. My presentation requires the use of a television.
Don't worry. We're meeting in the boardroom. There's a smart TV there.
Is that room large enough for our team?
Yes, we won't have a problem.
Number 38. What does the woman say she has finished doing? Number 39. Why was a change made at the last minute? Number 40. What is the woman concerned about? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Did you see the road construction sign at the corner? All traffic is being directed away from our street. No one can come this way.
I know. How will customers visit our store to make copies and pick up photo prints?
I'm afraid they'll have to park on another street. They can still access the store on foot.
Okay, I'll update our social media page to direct our customers.
Number 41. What problem do the speakers discuss? Number 42. What does the man say customers will have to do? Number 43. What will the woman do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
It's your first day working here, so we'll spend the morning surveying the walking trails so you can get a sense of the area. While we're at it, we'll also collect soil samples from different areas of the park.
We need to test the soil samples to monitor the health of the preserve, right?
Yes. We don't have a laboratory, so we send them out for testing every month. And since it's a sunny day today, it's a good time to take photographs for our social media page.
I can do that. I brought my camera.
Number 44. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 45. What will the speakers do with some samples? Number 46. What does the woman volunteer to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Ivan. Everyone's talking about the flyer that was posted on our bulletin board yesterday. Have you seen it?
I was out of the office yesterday, but I've heard big changes are coming for all mail carriers in the city.
That's right. Our entire postal delivery fleet is being replaced with electric vehicles.
I just hope that we don't have to charge them every few hours. I'm concerned that the battery won't last through my entire route.
Number 47. Who are the speakers? Number 48. What was announced in a flyer? Number 49. What is the man concerned about? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Coda, I want you to meet Claudia. Claudia is starting work today. Could you show her around and explain some of our processes?
Of course, Ms. Park. Welcome to the team, Claudia.
Thank you. I'm coming from the Silver Ridge Inn, where I also worked at the front desk.
So you already have experience with taking reservations and checking in guests?
Yes, but we used a different software system than the one I see you have here.
It's easy to use. Let me show you how.
Number 50. What does Ms. Park ask the man to do? Number 51. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 52. What will the man do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Wow, I didn't expect this restaurant to be so popular. Look at all the people waiting to be seated.
I know. It's brand new. I didn't think anyone knew about it yet. Looks like we won't be able to get a table for a while.
Well, we don't have much time. We need to drive back to the office to train our interns at 1 o'clock. Should we go somewhere else?
Let's see if they offer takeout. We can just order something to go.
Good idea. I'm looking forward to trying the spicy noodles.
Number 53. What do the speakers find surprising about a restaurant? Number 54. Why are the speakers in a hurry? Number 55. What will the speakers most likely do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ahmed. Did you see the email from management?
I just got here to teach my aerobics class.
It looks like the gym is opening another facility just a few miles from here. I'm surprised they want to open another location so close by.
Well, this is a densely populated area.
True. I guess they'll have to hire more employees. There's just not enough of us to staff both locations.
Number 56. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 57. Why does the man say,
"This is a densely populated area"?
Number 58. What does the woman think a business should do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Marcel, I'd like to plan a team-building event with our graphic design group.
Sure. We could reserve the conference room upstairs.
But the event wouldn't be just for on-site graphic designers. Nearly a third of our staff will be participating remotely.
Oh, you're right. Everyone needs to feel equally included. Let's have our on-site staff join the event from their desks.
Okay. I'll do a search for effective team-building activities that we can do online.
Number 59. What is the conversation about? Number 60. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Nearly a third of our staff will be participating remotely"?
Number 61. What will the woman do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and department store directory.
Hi, I'm calling because I saw some coffee tables on your department store's website. I'd like to see them in person. Can you tell me if you have the same furniture selection in your store?
Yes, we do. We're fully stocked at the moment, so you'll be able to see everything that's on our online catalogue.
Okay. One more thing. I use a wheelchair, and I'm concerned about navigating your store.
Oh, that's not a problem. We have large elevators that can easily accommodate a wheelchair.
Great. Thanks for the information. I'll stop by later this afternoon.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. Which floor will the man visit? Number 63. Why is the man calling the store? Number 64. What does the woman assure the man about? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and departure board.
Adam, our Kyoto office just called. Our investors want me to present a project update there as soon as possible. Can you get me on the first flight to Kyoto tomorrow morning?
Let me check. Per company policy, we can only use BlueJet Airlines for international travel. And unfortunately, that flight's not the first one out tomorrow.
That will have to do. Thanks. And I'll need a ride to the airport, too. Can you arrange that?
Sure thing. I'll finalize the reservations and email you the details.
Number 65. Why does the woman need to go to Kyoto? Number 66. Look at the graphic. What time will the woman depart for Kyoto? Number 67. What does the man say he will do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map.
Hi, Astrid. For tonight's 6 o'clock news broadcast, the lead story is going to be on the rumor that the Beavers football team is going to build a stadium. Have you heard about the project?
My sources have confirmed the story, actually. I've just gained exclusive access to some bidding proposals. 4 cities are competing for the project.
It's great you were able to confirm this before we went on the air. Do you know where the new stadium might be built?
Well, one document suggests that Columbia City's proposal is the favourite. However, the team does have 3 other bids to consider.
Number 68. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 69. What does the woman say she had access to? Number 70. Look at the graphic. According to the woman, where will a stadium most likely be located?